Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Oh, we need a show between the show here. Wow, welcome back, or welcome. Good morning. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's Thursday, December 2nd. So happy to have you here. I'm Alexis Thompson from McLean. No, Kenny, and thanks to you. You can't drop a bomb quite literally like that. Text. Oh, we were talking about big country. Yeah, Don, you were asking for it, I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to know what it was, and we found out.
I didn't know what that meant.
Well, legally, we can say. I mean, we don't have to.
Yeah, it's not something sexual.
No, it's not.
I thought it was.
We were talking about how did this come about? Country cooking, right?
That's what they say. It's a meal. It's something you order at Country Kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? Is it Country Kitchen? Yeah, I think
sure,
so.
Yeah.
You order the big country.
It's called the big country, but you said that is... Something else.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Something big. Okay. Jason's off today. Alec Baldwin. Yes. Alec Baldwin Unscripted. I thought this was interesting. It's produced by George Stephanopoulos Productions.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing his own thing, which is great. It's a 1 hour primetime special. It's tonight at 7 on ABC. It will stream on Hulu later tonight after it premieres. Mm-hmm. And the tease itself is very compelling. We've got that. We'll play it all and then we'll have some live reactions after because he says a couple things that makes you go,
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah, let's play that.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired. I mean, even now, I find it hard to believe that. It just doesn't seem real to me.
You haven't said much in public since that tragic accident. Why speak out now? I think the big question, and the one you must have asked yourself 1,000 times, how could this have happened? You've described it as a one in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that? It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
How do you respond to actors like George Clooney who say that every time they were handed a gun, they checked it themselves? Your emotions are so clearly so right there on the surface. You felt shock. You felt anger. You felt sadness. Do you feel guilt? You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think back and I think of what could I have done.
Alec Baldwin, Unscripted, the newsmaking special event, tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on ABC, and stream on Hulu.
What's with the voiceover?
Yeah, it's very,
a break.
It's very dramatic.
Give
and then, they cut the music. It's like, ooh, cut it.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Okay, Kenny, I'm so glad you're here because I know nothing about guns. And Don, I'm not even sure you've shot a...
Yes.
Okay. So both of you guys, he says he didn't pull the trigger, but it went off. Is that possible?
No.
It is not possible. I feel like the only thing I can come up with is that he is saying, I mean, is he saying that there was someone else with another gun on the set who intentionally was there to kill her, who didn't like her, and they shot from another gun? Because that's the only way I can, that's the way I'm taking this. If he didn't pull this trigger...
Was it a revolver or a semi-automatic?
No, it was a revolver.
It was a,
Well, you pull the hammer back. You cock the hammer with your thumb. You pull it back and you squeeze the trigger. Or if it's a double action, you just squeeze the trigger, but it's extra hard and the hammer pulls itself back as you squeeze and then releases and that hits the primer and the firearm goes off. A revolver does not go off by itself. So he either had the hammer, he either had the hammer pulled back and squeezed the trigger, or he didn't, and the firearm went off. That means they collected probably a spent round. The round stayed in the cylinder. It wasn't ejected like it would be if it was a semi-automatic. So what the? Come on.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't understand. I guess we'll know tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what he means by that. I hope George asks the question, so are you saying that someone else shot from another gun?
Right.
Like the Kennedy assassination. I mean, that's what he's... It seems the way it's edited, that's the way it sounds.
And I don't know... They were practicing, correct?
They were, yeah.
There were people on the set that were just in gun enthusiasts, and they had live rounds that they would go shoot out in the desert. So,
and that's why he's thinking maybe there was live ammo there, but it shouldn't have been there at all.
Never happened.
And I know that recently they have a search warrant for the property. And
yes.
So that has revealed some things that I don't know what that is, but it's led to a significant change in the investigation, I guess.
Oh, interesting. So they're probably out digging up spent bullets or used bullets out of targets.
Finding somebody's stash of bullets that say Bill's bullets on it. I don't know.
Another rule.
I don't mean to make a joke, but I mean, what is it that they found?
And Clooney is right.
Fingerprints.
Clooney is right. And I don't know if I talked about this with you guys or on GL, but even when you know a firearm has been cleared, you watch a guy clear it, which is it means check it, open it up, see if it's loaded, unload it if it is. And then that person hands you that cleared firearm. The first thing you do is clear it yourself, even though you just witnessed it being cleared.
It's like a double check. Yeah.
And then you never, ever, 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 ever put your finger inside the trigger guard until it's time to squeeze that trigger. Your finger always rests
on the outside of
the trigger guard.
Yeah.
Always. And just...
Well, especially in practice, you'd think you'd just hold your hand up and put your fingers and just go, boom, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Or a water gun.
And I think we had this discussion right away, early on, the day after.
Yeah.
Why are we even using real firearms in movies?
Yeah, that's so true.
And I can make props that look so real.
I have played, strangely enough, I've played like police chief, a cop before a couple of times in independent films. And even on a non-professional level, you know, in an independent film where you're getting paid very little, they treat it very professionally because every movie I've done has been with people who have worked on professional sets, you know, like, okay, you worked on From Dusk Till Dawn or whatever. So they know the rules of how a real professional set works. And we always followed those rules. That was like a whole day of training about, like, listen, this is what's going to happen. And the gun guy is like,
right there.
Obsessive.
Yeah.
Even in between each shot, it's the same gun. We did like 50 takes.
Yeah.
And it's like he would take the gun back from me, open it.
Yeah.
Open the chamber, close it again, give it to me. I would open the chamber and look.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obsessive to the point of like, these people have OCD, but that is the way you have to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel better and everybody on the set feel better. Yeah. There aren't any bullets.
No. No.
Wow. Well, tonight, very interesting. Of course, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Alec Baldwin Unscripted tonight, ABC, 7 o'clock, and on Hulu later. It's going to be really interesting to see how he answers some of those really hard questions.
Yeah. I feel bad for him. I really do. I think he is just broken. Just seeing him break down crying just time after time,
Worst thing in his life. Yeah, yeah, I believe it.
Right, but not as bad as what happened to the director. And you know,
yeah, that's true.
Remember, we still have
victims and their families,
deceased people here. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Whew, okay, well, we'll all watch tonight, and of course, tweet us how you feel at Dawn at Dark, at Lex and the Cities. Don't tweet Kenny.
They'll just get muted.
That's it. Yep, unless you want that, go for it. When we come back, we'll lighten it up a little bit. We have a con I want to tell you guys about in Chicago that I think we should all go to. I'll tell you all about that next.
A great smile is worth $1 million, right, friends?
How about 10 million?
Sure, Lex.
But does it have to cost $1 million?
Not if your dentist is Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental. She's the best. Dr. Amy is also one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
And doesn't she take like 1 million hours of continuing education classes every year just to stay up to date?
Yeah, well, not 1 million, but at least 75 hours. She's the best. And she really wants to help all of you get the best smile possible.
Now through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You will love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
It's so easy. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
It's the perfect time to get a new smile with fall events right around the corner, you know? And be sure to let the team know you heard about Hughes Dental from your friends at MyTalk.
Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
I have a Comic-Con of sorts that I think we're going to want to all go to. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning of MyTalk 107.1. Jason is off today. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny. We're hanging out with you this Thursday morning. Of course, you can go to mytalk1071.com, learn all about our Santa project it's underway. We've got a virtual broadcast on Tuesday, and then we have a live one at Southern Lights on December 17th. So that should be fun. Santa and Mrs. Claus, they'll be there.
Yeah, so get just go pick up some toys that are on sale. A lot of things are on sale right now, 50% off. Just kind of search. People are still doing their Cyber Monday deals even through this week. So that's a great way to do it.
It is. Drop it off. We'll get them to the kids and the families at the Ronald McDonald House. Feel good. It's always such a fun event, as we always do. So check that out. Also, what are you guys doing? Let's see. I know this is kind of well into the future here, but April 22nd through the 24th of next year.
I have plans.
Kenny, busy.
Kenny, come on.
What is it?
Let's take a trip to Chicago because Golden Con is going down. Thank you for being a fan event. It's the first ever
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Golden Girl Con.
Oh, Jason will be there. You know,
Jason and Bradley for sure.
Oh, I'll bet you they're gonna book us down there. I bet you they will.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Well, it'd be fun for you guys. It'd be fun for me to listen.
You'll still be. I wonder. Just pipe me in.
What are they going to do there? Because we only have one of the stars left.
Okay, so thank you. Great question, Dawn.
Betty White.
They say that they're creating a space where fans can celebrate all the things they love about the show. Friendships, laughter, families of choice, Scandinavian nitwits, sexy Southern belles, stern substitute teachers, and Sicilians. The organizers say that there will be guest stars, producers, and others directly connected with the show. Now, Betty White at that point will be 100 years old.
Wow.
Do you think she has any interest?
Well, I think she would.
To the con.
I think she would show up.
I think so, too.
Because she's such a free spirit, and hopefully she's doing okay.
Hopefully, yeah.
She's you know, declining a little bit, but still, for 100, she's pretty sharp.
She's getting smaller every day.
Yeah, she is.
I recently saw a video of her, and she's like, she's shrinking.
She's shrinking, yeah.
What happens.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. if there's a, you know, she loves animals.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a charity component, maybe.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get her there. I think that'd be great.
If you could promise me, guarantee me, that I can witness and hear face-to-face Betty White swearing, cursing, I would go.
Oh!
Because that's the greatest thing about old people who have been, like your lovable grandma who's been, give me a hug. And then they hit, you know, their 90s and the upper 90s and 100, and they just start dropping F-bombs, and everybody's an SOB, and it's just so awesome.
The
door to heaven was open for them when they were in their 30s, right? So they're guaranteed a seat at the front. So it's just wonderful to hear grandma cursing.
That is so true.
What in the F-bomb are you talking about, Jim? I mean, Steve. I mean, Bill. I mean, Kenny.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. My mom's dad would just go through all the kids.
Yes.
Oh, Betty, yeah. Bill, Mary, I mean, seven kids. So.
Who the heck are you?
And then he'd go, O.S.
Yeah.
I mean, Bud.
Yeah.
My mom.
Who are you again? Who the H are you?
Yeah. What the? She's already doing it. One time she called us Moses, which is our dog, our Bernese Mountain Dog growing up. I was like, Mom, you just called me Moses. What the heck? She's like, well, you still use like a child to me. So yeah, Moses, get over here.
Moses. Nobody comes and the dog does. And she's like, what the hell's going on?
He's on the Rainbow Bridge waiting for us, okay?
No. That's where he already is. Passed at that time.
He had died at that point too.
Oh boy, Mom.
Like, Mom, what's going on? But I know that's my future right there, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, you just have one child, but you might start calling Zen.
I already called them, Packy and Ricky. I'm like, whoops, I mean, who are you again? And I'm in charge of you? When did this happen? What?
You guys, I think this is a really bad sign for my mental health, but there are some times whenever I think about my boyfriend and I go, what is his name? Have you ever done that?
Yes,
please
all the
admit
time.
It. Okay.
Oh,
because
my God.
You've got a lot in your head and you go, that guy that I live with.
Yeah.
Oh. It takes me a second. I'm like, MC.
Yeah.
People that I've worked with for years and years and years.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Maggie and Melly. Do you remember you remember them, right? Kenny, Maggie and Melly, she
Oh, I know Melly.
Oh, I know Melly very well.
We were at an event and I was like, "Hey,
oh,
and
she's sweet."
I loved it. I'm hugging. Oh, Melly, it's so good. I didn't say Melly. I was like, "So good to see you." And then I looked to my friend cuz I was going to introduce her and I go, "This is
Oh
my god,
it's awful."
I love them. And it just, So I'm already there. I walk into a room sometimes and go, why did I come in here?
I called Brooke Blake as recently as a month ago.
Yeah. See? That's not even a girl's name.
No, I know. I know
a female Blake.
Oh, you do?
Just one, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I've done it before to Brooke. She just rolls with it.
Yeah.
She's really cool about it.
Just keep going.
I have.
A lot of people call me Alexa, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like Liz.
Like Liz does every week. It makes me laugh.
That's so sweet. I love that.
It does. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
I'm Alexa.
Funny. And she sets off everyone. Sorry, we just set off your device. I apologize.
That's right. Whoops.
Oh, hey, you guys, back to the Betty White Festival.
For sure.
Panda on Twitter wants to know if you're taking the old man down there. Are you guys going to go anyway?
The old man. See, he can't remember On Hill's name.
Oh, that's I
was going to call him Mr. Toro. Mr. Toro.
Oh, yeah. He will respond to that. I don't know if he would be interested.
There's other things like he could do in Chicago.
Like
though.
You. But yes, we can go to Chicago. And it's, that's what's great about it. It's close to us. Like, things like this don't happen near us. Yeah. That's why I'm like, this is fantastic.
I don't know that I've ever met On Hill, but I feel very close to him.
Yeah. I think you guys would be
I really
good buddies.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one, never call anything we do cute.
Yeah.
Number two, matching outfits. Oh, hell no.
Uh-huh.
And the Betty White Fest.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And he shops at garage sales.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's he does. Great. Yep. We'll have to make that happen one time, Kenny. Maybe it will be at this con in April, huh?
You guys can do your own thing.
Yeah, you guys just do your own thing.
Yeah, just us.
Yeah. Now, we're not sure if Betty White will be there. No names have been announced, and the ticket prices haven't been determined yet. So we'll see. But it sounds like it would be really, really fun. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Golden Girl fans, check it out.
Probably
we'll put
will
a
be going.
Link on our show page at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Dawn.
Yeah.
We checked out What We Do in the Shadows on Hulu.
Okay, good. This is one of my favorite shows.
Very strong opinions about
it. Okay.
And I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Have either of you ever heard of a bachelor's completion program? I just learned St. Mary's University of Minnesota has this program.
Yes, isn't that a program where you can complete your bachelor's degree? You know, if you always meant to finish your degree, and then, of course, life happened.
I did hear that. St. Mary's knows that by completing your bachelor's degree, you're closer to reaching your career goals. They have a program designed to complete your degree in just 1 year. Flexible schedules that work for you.
Right, Dawn. St. Mary's knows that balancing your current job, family, and then trying to add in school can be an overwhelming thought. So they have class schedules created to allow you to finish your degree without sacrificing your peace of mind.
I love that. I've heard great things about St. Mary's. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are supportive and will help you succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or MyTalk keyword St. Mary's.
We have 4 tickets to the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique coming up December 10th through the 12th. That's at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We'll do that sometime before 8 o'clock, so keep listening for that. Oh, Dawn! I could not wait to talk to you about this show that you told us about. Well, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, My Talk 107.1. Jason is off today. I'm Alexis, Dawn, Kenny. This morning, and you told us about this, and yesterday I just said, hey, after we watched Family Feud, hey, let's try this show that Dawn told us about on Hulu.
Oh, good.
Called What We Do in the Shadows. And Dawn, thank you.
Yeah.
I can't even pretend that I to be wishy-washy about it, because I love this show. We watched 4 episodes last night.
Because it's so addictive. You start watching, they're only like 22 minutes long.
And I just scrolled into the next one. I'm like, hey, why not? One more. Why not?
Taika Waititi is behind it. It's about vampires living in Staten Island.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really fun. And Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords is also the other writer. So...
yeah, and if you watched the, not American Horror Story, but American Crime Story, Impeachment,
mm-hmm.
the young woman who plays Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
I don't know if she has a bigger role as we go along, but she becomes
Beanie
a
Feldstein.
Vampire. That's her name, yes.
Yes, and she is a Josh, what's his name? I'm having a senior moment.
Wait, from the show? Or
No. He was a little bit heavy and he got thinner.
Oh.
He was in that movie with Channing Tatum.
Josh, big?
No.
They got small?
Shoot.
Josh.
No, maybe it's not Josh. Oh, God.
It's that pot smoking dude,
small,
isn't it?
Big, small.
No,
oh,
not him.
Rogan. Seth?
No, Joshua. Not Seth Rogan. No,
his buddy.
No.
Who's his buddy?
Oh, God.
Who's
okay,
the other guy?
All right, just
anyway,
tell us about
yes,
it. I'll
okay, you'll Google that. Okay. I wonder if someone is screaming at it.
I know who you mean.
Or the car.
No.
Oh, my word. I love this show. It's, yes, about four vampires are living on Staten Island. A big kind of honcho vampire comes to visit and wants to know, why haven't you taken over the island yet? Come on, let's go. There's one vampire in particular, the energy vampire, that...
Colin Robinson.
Oh, my. Colin Robinson. We, every time he comes on the screen, we, Angel was howling at one point when they introduce him. It is so funny because it's so relatable.
It is. I'm talking about Jonah Hill.
Jonah!
Jonah
Hill's
Jonah.
Sister is Beanie Feldstein. Yes.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, so Colin Robinson is a vampire that lives with the other vampires, and he is an energy vampire or a psychic vampire.
Yes.
And so he is just a guy, he lives, he is eternal, he has eternal life like other vampires in the house. He doesn't bite people, though. He just sucks the life out of them by boring conversations.
By just talking each other.
And so he gets
wait a minute, what's that? What's the term? An energy vampire?
Energy vampire or a psychic vampire. So he wears only, like, taupe or light brown, and he walks around to cubes and goes, hey Randy, how you doing today? Are you gonna go fishing this weekend? The thing about fishing is that it was in the 1800s they used, and then people fall asleep and his eyes turn bright blue and he goes,
Oh, I see.
So he gets his power. He really is a vampire.
Yeah, he gets their energy, and then he's like, that's like his blood, that's his feast. And so
we
he feels
had a
much
guy
better.
Just like that, who used to work for AM, and we had a policy that if you were ever cornered by that guy, somebody else had to come save you.
So come over here.
I think every office has that.
Yeah, so we'd whip open the control room door and say, "John, get in here. We got an emergency."
Yeah,
John would come in and close the door and go,
"Thank you,
thank you."
Yeah, I worked at a place where I worked with one there, and I we knew to call each other on the phone because somebody from another cube would hear the energy vampire talking to me because I'm like, you know, everyone's busy, and you're like, "Oh my God, this is going to be a 30-minute conversation," and so they would call, and I'd be like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "I have to go talk to
be right there.
Amy, our boss."
That's brilliant that this filmmaker used this everyday thing and turned it into a vampire. That's
and he drains the other vampires too within the house, so they don't like him, but he lives there.
And he also drains the people that they want their blood, and then they become undesirable to the vampires because they're so drained
emotionally
that they're like, I don't even want to suck your blood anymore.
This is brilliant.
Oh, gosh, Kenny. And that's just, there's another character, Guillermo, who I think you will absolutely love, too.
He's my favorite.
Oh, God, he is, the looks that he gives.
I knew you'd love him.
He is hilarious. He's so bad. He's a human, and he helps them. They're called familiars, and he so badly wants to be a vampire, and he's worked for the Relentless and
Nandor
for 10 years, and he's thinking, oh, this is our anniversary. He's going to make me a vampire
finally. Because he's promised I'm going to make you a vampire, but it's been 10 years.
How does that happen? By getting bit?
Yes. Okay. So at one point, he prepares himself to show his
traditional
neck.
Traditional.
He's like,
weapon.
Please, master, it's time.
And then he gives him like a piece of artwork that he's just like, oh.
I made this out of glitter for you.
Thank you.
Like a glitter portrait.
But he does everything for them. He puts them in the coffins. He makes sure there's no light coming through.
Really?
He disposes of the corpses.
The bodies. He's their personal servant. And most vampires in this show have a familiar.
He's a PA.
Right. But they never get... They never become vampires. That's the joke, is that they just use them as slaves, basically, with the promise of becoming vampires.
Like, doesn't Jason have a PA? Q, right?
Yeah, Q.
Oh,
Q is his familiar.
Yes, he is. That's his familiar.
Familiar. I love that term. I need me a familiar.
Yeah, same. Oh, yes. I was thinking that as I'm watching this. Like, huh.
It is a filthy show. I mean, they're always talking about witches' beeholes and just like, I mean, really, the language is, they have orgies. It's
Well, this might be the most interesting show you guys
have
ever
seen. You don't see nudity, but the things they say are crazy.
Okay, where do I find
it? Oh, yeah. Hulu.
Or FX.
Or FX, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Dawn, because we've been looking for a show. We watched Dexter together.
Yeah.
But now...
You need a respite. That's something funny in between.
Yes, and also that there are episodes available so we can watch it, because we finished Shameless. That was a show that we watched together. And so this is our new show together.
That was Macy, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And that just ended.
He's good in everything.
Yeah, he plays Frank in Shameless. And the way that they ended the series, I really love how they did it. The whole rest of the season, I think the writers got kind of lazy.
Yeah.
But the way they ended it, I think they had a plan and they really executed it. So, because that's done now too. So this is our new show, and it's
good.
So funny. And there's three seasons. Well,
they just dropped the third season.
Okay.
So you'll breeze through the first two seasons. Yeah. Like, honestly,
Kenny, like Don said, it's like 22, 25 minutes each.
All right.
Episode.
I'll respond to Hulu. I'll hook back up with Hulu. They're bugging me daily.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's mockumentary style too. So they do break the fourth wall a few times. It's very like,
there's a film crew like following them basically. And then when they encounter other vampires, they do acknowledge the film crew. They're like, who are these tasty, delicious?
Yeah,
like, and they're like, no, you cannot hurt them. This is our film crew.
Yes, it's brilliant. So check it out. It's What We Do in the Shadows on Hulu and FX. So thank you, Dawn. Thank you. Thank you. We have a giveaway.
Yes, we do.
What do we got?
All right. It is for the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique. Two tickets for the price of one. I'm sorry, that's the half price deal that's coming up. I will give you four tickets right now to the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique. 651-641-1071. Caller four right now.
All right. Good luck, everyone. When we come back, there's an Airbnb we want to tell you about.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk1071, MyTalk1071.com. We already have a winner, so congratulations. You're going to the Minneapolis.
Her name is Janie Larson. She's a longtime listener.
Fabulous. Congratulations. We also have a half-price deal based on the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique coming up.
That is coming up,
And
you know what? We could just talk about it now.
Oh, sure.
Because then if we forget, that's great.
It's covered.
Which happens.
I feel like we should always do it now because it'll get people prepared for what's coming. At 8:15, it'll go on sale.
You're ready to click, click, click. Yeah.
Minneapolis Holiday Boutique. Two tickets for the price of one. There are 300 booths. It's at the convention center, and it's December 10th through 12th. So go to our website, mytalk1071.com, and in the keyword, put deals. And you will see like a countdown, I think, at this point. And then it'll go on sale at 8:15. So that's when you can start grabbing those. And there are other deals on there that haven't sold out already. So you can actually shop
for stuff.
You'll be surprised if you've never done it.
That's true. Yeah, keep the change, you filthy animal.
Right. Okay, she's referring to the Home Alone house, because that's from the movie Home Alone.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for getting what I was dropping.
Yes, so the Home Alone house could be yours for one night only. It is now on Airbnb.
Oh, my God.
Oh really? God. How do we do that, Dawn?
Okay, so I've noticed they've done a lot of these this year. You think, oh, I'm going to be able to rent the Scream House for any time I want, but it's actually a promotion because they have competition now. Vrbo is out there. That's a great, I use that more than Airbnb.
Oh, really?
VRBO, Vrbo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Airbnb has the Home Alone house, and I'm sure they would hate me talking about their competition, but hey, they're not paying me. So this is the same Chicago area home that you saw in the movie, and it's all decked out for Christmas.
Oh, how cool.
So it looks just like the way they filmed it in the film set. There is a candlelit dining room for you to eat mac and cheese. There are paint cans dangling above the staircase for the killers, who were played by Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern in the movie.
Extraordinarily stupid people.
Oh, really great. Yeah. And there's also the pet tarantula that terrified the bandits will be there too.
You gotta feed that thing?
Well, I don't know how often you feed a tarantula, but
maybe it's monthly?
Weekly? Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that because it's only for one night.
Oh, true, true.
Right? So this is an overnight stay on December 12th, and you only have to pay $25 because it is a contest. So you can start on starting the 7th.
Today? The 7th. It's the 2nd today.
Oh,
sorry.
My God. Alexis thought today was the 7th.
I swear, if I didn't know Lex, I would swear she's been doing big fat rails of blow. But I know her, and I know she's not.
She
probably's only had a half a cup of coffee.
She hasn't been able to get away at all. She's not feeling great
today.
Right now, and she's real tired. So
I'm on Tylenol. Does that count?
You're super and tired. Caffeine. You were up all night.
That's part of it.
Exhausted and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, booking opens on December 7th at 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 p.m. our time.
Ooh.
But it's only going to be available one night for the following week. And if you do win, you really do have to pay the $25, but you have to get yourself there as well.
Yeah.
You have to get yourself to Chicago.
That's your problem.
Did you know that did you know that Disney Plus had a Home Sweet Home Alone movie? Wait,
I did know there was a second one, and it wasn't with Macaulay Culkin, right? It's another kid.
The kid from Jojo Rabbit in it.
Yes.
And it was basically a remake. So they're kind of, that actually was, it came out last month. There's so many things that happen in streaming. I can't keep track. But anyway, they're also promoting
that.
Complete
failure.
I mean, if we're not talking about it, I guess. I mean, we got other things to talk about.
I don't think we're quite the target audience, guys.
No, we're not. But they are in conjunction with, maybe it didn't do well and no one knows about it because they are in conjunction with Disney Plus for this promotion.
Yeah.
So within all of the merchant, I believe they have a link to it on their website and things like that for people to watch this.
Yeah.
Because they probably invested a bunch of money in it and they're like, no one's watching this.
Yeah. They're like, here, just here, link up, watch this.
But honestly, from the pictures, if you're a fan of the movie, this house is huge, first of all. And it is really gorgeous inside. You can take a little virtual tour on the Airbnb website, and it would be really fun. I wish they would offer it for a weekend, just because that would be more. It's just such a big house. You would want to stay in different rooms and stuff.
They have a robe for you with aftershave in the pocket.
Yes.
That's kind of fun. It's like 4,100 square feet.
Yeah.
Is what it said.
If I had crazy money, like I'm going to build a rocket and go to space money.
Yeah.
I would buy all, excuse me, I would buy all the movie and TV show houses I possibly could and keep them for me and just stay in each one randomly.
Like the Brady Bunch house. And
Mary Tyler Moore, the stupid Waltons, Bob Newhart, and just on and on. The Cunninghams.
Oh, yes.
Richie, I realize some of these are probably on sets in Hollywood. But I would, because I have ridiculous go-to-space kind of money, I would build these houses randomly in the towns they're supposed to be in. Wasn't Happy Days somewhere around Milwaukee or something?
Yeah.
Because Laverne and Shirley, isn't it a spinoff?
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley was set in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
That 70s show, Kitty, I'd rebuild that one.
And keep it all in the style, too.
I'd completely build a whole trailer just like the Trailer Park Boys.
You'd have a whole trailer park?
What is that like inside?
That's a hellhole.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
But people would stay there, if that's true.
Yeah, it's awful.
They would, probably.
That's such a great idea.
It's on Netflix. Dawn, we shouldn't even be saying this out loud.
Right.
Why not a Trailer Park Boys
haunted
theme park?
God.
Oh my God!
Ooh, what kind of rides would be there?
Oh, you'd ride in Ricky's car with no doors.
Yeah,
cool.
Mr. Leahy's car.
Yeah,
Julian's car. You'd stay in a trailer where they're growing weed,
and it only has one side to it. Remember that whole time period where they blew the side off of it, and it was just like a shack with Two sides.
Oh, Bubble Shack?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Kitty Shack?
Yes.
Whoa, guys, this is also in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I also have dreams. This has really been one of my dreams if I ever had stupid money. I'm a really big fan of the show Firefly. And so I would want to rebuild that ship and make it an Airbnb and a destination place for people to go.
So awesome.
Oh, out in Arizona or something.
Love that.
Yes.
Have Nathan Fillion visit.
Uh-huh.
Who the hell cares about going to space? Give me a break with the space thing. You had 3 minutes up in space?
No, nah. I'm saying stay in the spaceship that's grounded. Like, make it rooms, capsules.
But I'm talking to these zillionaires who have all this money and they need to go to real space.
Yeah.
I need to go to the Trailer Park Boys. What is Sunnyvale, right?
Sunnyvale Trailer Park.
Yeah. Sunnyvale.
Yeah. Spend your money on that because what's like $1 billion to go up to space?
Yeah, let's just buy a trailer park and clear it out, Kenny.
I'm there.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like fun. I'll help in any way I can.
Oh,
I can
you can
build
craft.
Things. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
Decorate.
Grow some weed for us.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I could do that. I'll try at least. We're going to find love next.
Oh.
Second Chance Romance.